previously, in an earlier phase of Hyperlan, OFDM was not chosen as a standard in favor of GMSK type of modulation because the requirements for linearities of amplifiers and the power backup that was apparently needed for OFDM. That is another point that has been settled?
Yes, actually it has. At that time, people remarked, and they were right in doing so, that the OFDM has a very high peak-to-average power ratio, whereas a single carrier system can use constant envelope modulation and has a very low peak-to-average power ratio. And hence, you can saturate your power amplifier and output higher powers. However, what they did not take into consideration at that time is that a single carrier system has a much slower roll-off of its spectrum. An OFDM spectrum is basically a brick wall spectrum, whereas a single carrier system has much wider out-of-band much wider side lobes, that's right. Now, in order to meet out-of-band radiation rules, also single carrier systems have to be backed off, and it turns out that the backoff is very comparable to what you have to do to OFDM